USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New information this hour about the earthquake in California. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
There were no injuries from the earthquake, but several aftershocks have been reported. I spoke to Yana Persley of the U.S. Geological Survey.
The magnitude 6.4 earthquake happened about 7.5 miles southwest of Silas Valley, California. The closest population center is City of Ridgecrest, population about 28,000 people.
A red, white, and blue patriotic celebration in our nation's capital. President Trump addressing the country during the 4th of July event.
In August of 1790, by request of George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, Congress established a fleet of 10 swift vessels to defend our shores. These revenue cutters would fight pirates, stop smugglers, and safeguard our borders.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In Washington, D.C., the Secret Service arresting at least two protesters in a scuffle outside the White House. This starts as someone sets an American flag on fire during 4th of July celebrations. At least four people hurt with minor injuries, including two Secret Service agents. On a much lighter note, it's a 4th of July tradition on Coney Island in Brooklyn, the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, the broadcast on ESPN2 as Joey Chestnut wins again. The 35-year-old chows down on lots and lots of dogs.
With 71 hot dogs and buns, 12 victories in Coney Island, the champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Chestnut eating 71 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, falling short of his previous world record in 2018 of eating 74. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence taking part in a special ceremony on the 4th of July. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Vice President Mike Pence spent some time celebrating the 4th of July with 44 new citizens.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A comedian best known for his work on the show Laughin' passes away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the latest now from Washington, D.C.
Artie Johnson was best known for the many characters he played on Rowan and Martin's Laughing, which ran from 1968 to 1973.
Very interesting.
He often played across from comedian Ruth Buzzy.
We always got along great.
I desire your hand in marriage.
I accept.
You accept? Uh-oh.
We shared the spotlight together, and it was wonderful.
After Laughing, Johnson appeared on numerous game shows and had guest roles on TV shows from Murder, She Wrote to Night Court, and also did many cartoon voices. Artie Johnson died Wednesday. He was 90. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.